Wings pilot.
I expect this done in, I assume, from watching the movie it took 3 months to make.
We'll get it done in two.
Perfect. Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like a bucket of fried chicken, we're meant for sharing.
Oh, yes.
But you can keep us all to yourself. Yeah, we won't tell.
You kind of eat quickly so you can get back to the bucket for someone else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Even despite the acid you're going to get from it, just go for it, mate.
The reflux is real.
Give it hell. Speaking of chickens, today we are doing the movie Chicken Little Corey.
It was recommended to us by our producer.
Yep.
Ethan,
yep.
Who we mention in the show very regularly.
Yes, we say cut that Ethan quite often. Don't cut this, you piece of shit.
Now, I have to say, I've never seen Chicken Little.
Yep, me either.
Never intended to.
Not me
and
either.
And now after viewing Chicken Little, I never wish I would see it again. I never wish I saw it in the first place.
This will be... Look, we've done some crap movies on this. Not too many, to be honest, but this one is the worst movie that we have ever tried to add Arnie to.
Yeah, it is.
I almost feel bad. Because it's like we're going to ruin Arnie's career by even associating with this piece of shit movie.
It's true. It's true. I got a fun fact about this movie, by
the way.
Please. All right, here you go. You ready?
Yep.
This movie sucked.
Oh, is that written? Oh, yeah, there it is. Yep. Critics agree, 37%, which is generous.
I feel that's very generous.
Audiences, 47%, very generous.
I texted you while I was watching this and I was saying it felt like an incomplete movie.
Yeah. Well, this was Disney's first ever full animation, like full digital, like
animation. Was it really?
Yeah. Like, so dinosaurs, which you come before, it still used like hand-drawn artwork in the backgrounds.
Okay.
So this is the first time that they were like, yep, we're going the way of Shrek, baby. We're going to make a completely computer animated movie, and this was the result.
Oh, well, I'm glad they kind of developed and got better and created Frozen and Tangled or whatever.
Yeah, geez, this is such a piece of shit. Zach Braff, the voice of Chicken Little in it, fun fact, he wasn't the original voice for it. Originally, a woman recorded all of it, then they decided just to change the gender, and so Zach Braff got pulled in.
Really?
I'm serious.
Who was the woman?
It was originally voiced by Holly Hunter.
Who's that?
She's done a ton of stuff. Incredibles, The Piano, 13, Raising Arizona.
Wait, Holly Hunter, was she Mrs. Incredible?
She was, Elastigirl.
Man, I had such a crush on Elastigirl growing up.
Well, she was the original voice for Chicken Little. And then they gave it to Zach Braff because they wanted someone more masculine.
For a little, whatever.
Zach Braff is the most masculine voice I can think of.
Disney, you guys.
Zach Braff!
Piece of shit. Oh, I hate him in this movie. We should probably draw out a character to randomly add to this movie. For
surely
the love
somehow
of God.
We can make this movie slightly better.
Yeah, because at the moment, we're not really giving people a reason to keep listening. oh, yeah, these suggestions. Thank you for the Arnieverse for that.
This suggestion is the fish from SpongeBob who complains about his drink. I kind of vaguely remember.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks. he's just a complaining dude from SpongeBob.
All right, well, you know him. You got him.
Well, all there's right. A fish in this film.
There is, yes.
Who
there
doesn't
is.
Speak.
Should we do the synopsis before we go any further?
Yeah, okay. In the town of Oakey Oaks, young Chicken Little causes widespread panic when he claims the sky is falling after being hit by a mysterious object. Unable to find evidence, he is ridiculed by the townsfolk and us. A year later, striving to redeem himself, Chicken Little joins the baseball team and becomes a local hero. However, when he discovers that the falling sky was actually part of an alien spacecraft, he must convince the skeptical town of an impending alien invasion.
I hate this movie so much.
Arnie, we are so sorry we are adding you to this film, but Alan, where would you like to begin adding Arnie?
Okay, I want to begin, Arnie, pitching this movie.
To a Hollywood executive?
Because someone would have had to, right? I'm happy to be the pro of this movie, to support it as a character, because I just want to know how it would go of Arnie pitching this movie, because there's a lot of different themes to it that needs a lot of explaining. I think the best way to explain it is by using Arnie, so let's do it.
Okay. Well, Arnie, welcome. Thanks for being here today. We
Thank
appreciate
you, having
you,
me.
You driving know, downtown to be here.
It's an absolute pleasure. And of course, I love to invest in different things and, you know, up-and-coming projects. And I've made quite a lot of money from my governing and, of course, my different brands and my gym workouts. And I want to get into the digital animation sphere.
Yeah, great. Well, that's why we've got you here today.
Yeah, so the movie I was thinking, like, you know the movie Shrek?
Global box office success.
Made so much money.
Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz.
Love her in the mask.
DreamWorks.
Yeah, sure did. They had a dream and they worked it. Well, I have a dream.
Okay, so you have a pitch for us, dude.
Yeah. So I want to make a movie like this, like the same kind of thing. I want the jokes to be for adults, but they're not really that funny. Is Shrek like that?
No, Shrek is funny and okay. For adults and has adult jokes.
Okay, cool. Well, anyway, kind of like that, where it's like adult jokes and references that kids won't get, but adults will go, that's for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know. We know. It's a big market. If you can get, like, kids are a money spinner.
So here's my character, main character, and the movie's going to be called the same name as the character. You ready?
Yeah.
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little.
Yeah.
Don't hate it.
No, it's you potential. Will.
So what does Chicken Little do?
So he's a little crazy chicken.
Yeah.
Who thinks the sky is falling.
Okay.
And then the whole movie, you're like, oh, I guess he's crazy. Until later where you figure out he's not crazy.
Okay.
But then at that point, you won't really care. You're like, I don't care. Am I going crazy for still watching this?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I want the songs R.E.M., End of the World, and Spice Girls Wannabe in the movie as well. That's non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
They need to be in the movie.
Okay, write that down.
Yep.
I guess one of the questions we have is what kind of supporting characters will you have for this little chicken?
Okay, so it's a chicken. He lives in a town called Oaky Oaks.
Okay, we might workshop that.
Nope. That's non-negotiable as well. Write it down.
That's not. Write it down.
Yep. He's going to have a friend who's a duck who looks weird and ugly.
Like an ugly duckling?
Oh, that's a cool name for it, but no, I'm not going to call it that.
What are you going to call her instead?
I think I'm going to call it Abby Mallard.
Abby Mallard.
That's non-negotiable. Write it down.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a lot of non-negotiables in this.
Yeah, well, it's a very passionate project for me. I love it so much. Then, of course, he's going to have a friend as well, a big piggy.
Okay.
And then the fish. I want a fish in there as well who lives in like a fishbowl.
You want a fish?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
I'm happy to audition for the fish role. If you know anyone that's ready to come in and do that role, I'll take auditions for fish role.
Right now?
Right now. I know it's a pitch meeting, but I've got ideas. I thought you'd be ahead of me on this. This is how movies work, baby. Come on.
Hold on. Okay. We've got someone here. Apparently, bring him in. He's the guy who fishes the angry fish from SpongeBob.
Oh, cool.
Come in here, Doug.
Yeah, come in. Give me a taste of what you can do.
Okay. Here we go. This is me drinking a drink, and it's not tasting very good.
Okay.
Oh, brother, this drink stinks.
Oh, that's very good. All right, we'll call you back. Thanks for coming in. Bye. Nah, not him. I want the fish to be kind of more annoying and shit, like the rest of the characters, you know?
Okay. Like,
he was too good.
Well, I've got good news for you, Arnie. We've actually got Holly Hunter ready to go. She wants to voice... We just...
Oh, of course, because from the animation, it looks like a girl chicken, right?
Yep.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, she was...
Wrong! No, I want it to be voiced by a man. A manly man.
Oh, manly man, like yourself. We could get you. Attaching you to this could be great...
No, we will not be putting me in this movie. No, I want the guy with the manly voice from that TV show, Scrubs.
Oh, Dr. Cox, the guy who plays the grumpy doctor?
No, JD. I want
Zach Braff?
Yeah, that's his name, Zach Braff with the cool hair.
He doesn't have a manly voice at all.
Doesn't he?
Is it non-negotiable, this?
That is non-negotiable. Yeah, I wrote it down, non-negotiable.
Okay,
so we've got everything in place. You want to hear the plot?
Sure.
All right, so there's a chicken.
Yeah.
And he's like in charge of watching the whole town's safety for some reason. They make fun of him by making movies and all sorts of funny things.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And then...
Then what?
You write the rest. That's all I got.
Wait, you want us to write the rest?
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm busy.
Your bad movie?
Yeah, please. Okay. That's non-negotiable.
Okay, well,
maybe throw in aliens. That's non-negotiable, throw in aliens.
Aliens.
Yeah, so the sky is alien spaceship or something, I don't know.
We're gonna hand parse this one.
Yeah, cool.
Off to one of our really talented producers.
Cool.
Harvey Weinstein, I'm sure you've
heard
him.
Perfect, yeah, there you go. Keep him busy. I like it. I expect this done in, I assume, from watching the movie it took 3 months to make.
We'll get it done in two.
Perfect. That's exactly how the movie would have gone. Guaranteed.
Oh.
I love how much you hate it.
I just hate it. Like,
you hate it so much, it fuels me.
Okay, let's talk about the dad.
Yeah, please.
Cluck Buck.
Yep, which is weird because he's got a kid called Chicken Little and he's Cluck Buck. And then, of course, classic Disney fashion, no mom.
Yeah, because you want to build... Like, that must be their go-to. Like, how do we build sympathy for this character? Oh, just kill one of his parents.
It's like, perfect. It's like, work for Bambi.
And it did be, it did create a little bit of sympathy in me, but not much.
Okay, which bit are you talking about?
Well, just the bit when he looked at the photo and he's like, oh, I wish you were here, Barbara. Cluck Buck really needs a fuck right now.
I do remember that line.
His dad's also, what, Jewish?
Yeah. He's
got a Jewish voice.
He certainly does. Yeah,
yeah. He's like, yeah. Oh, Chicken Little, what are you doing?
Let's make Arnie the dad.
Oh, yeah. There's a scene where he, like, receives all this hate mail.
Yeah, because his son obviously ruined the whole town by making it just go to crap when he claimed the sky was falling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do that.
I just like the idea of his dad getting hate mail.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. It kind of sounded like a chicken there for a second. I liked it.
It's his phone. Hello, this is Cluck Buck.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about your son.
Oh, yes. What do you want to talk about
my son?
I
hate him.
Okay.
I hope he dies.
Let me get this down.
He's a piece of shit.
Oh, okay.
He ruined the town.
That's really...
I was watching the movie Indiana Jones, and I got interrupted by him and the giant boulder.
Okay.
And I hate him. Hope he dies.
Is that all?
Is he there?
No, I'm not going to put him on.
Yeah, well, then that's all.
Okay,
bye.
Oh, man, there's so many people. Another one already. Oh, this is not Cluck Buck's day. Hello, Cluck Buck speaking.
Hello, is this, sorry, who is this?
This is Guy Cluck Buck.
Is this Chicken Little's dad, I assume, right?
Yeah, Chicken Little's dad.
Oh, wow.
Isn't he a good boy? He's made some mistakes.
Yeah, no, he has.
But I'm disciplining him.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Just so you know.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear. I just quickly just wanted to say, I hope he fucking dies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's really mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can die too.
Okay, well, now.
Bye.
That wasn't really. Chicken Little, I hope you know that this is not going well. Oh, gosh. Hello, Cluck Buck speaking.
Hello there. Hello. Hey, it's me, Kermit.
The frog who lives down
in
the...
Yeah, from the Muppets. Yeah, I'm just calling because, you know, you're part of the Disney brand.
Yeah.
We're part of the Disney brand.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're ruining it.
Wait, what do you mean? We're not ruining it.
Yeah, you're ruining it. So, could you just not be part of it? Thanks.
Oh, that was weird. A real weird frog. Oh, look. Another call for Cluck Buck. Probably about my son being a real piece of shit. Hello, this is Cluck Buck's phone. If it's about my son who's a real piece of shit, I know. He's doing everything wrong in the town. He's told you that the sky is falling. I told you I disciplined him. His mother is dead.
Well, that's funny. It's my wife.
Nah, just kidding. It's Alan on the phone. How are you? Sorry, Cluck Buck. How are you going, man? Buck Cluck, sorry.
Buck, yeah, it's Buck Cluck.
Not Cluck Buck. I hate to ruin your name.
Is this Alan?
This is Alan Allworth from the Can We Add Arnie podcast.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Hey, look, it sounds like you're going through a bit of a tough time at the moment.
My son ostracized from the community of Oaky Oaks.
Look, I just was calling because I also wanted an apology to watch this piece of shit movie.
Oh, okay.
So, if you could just apologize, maybe get your son to apologize. I don't know because, it was... an hour and a half, I couldn't get back, and now I'm having to do a podcast on it right now, and I'm really struggling to
figure out
what to add Arnie to.
Did you know we did a video game that corresponded with the movie?
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
Did you want to play that?
No, redeem it a little. I the sooner this podcast is done, the sooner I can never think about this movie ever again. So
let me tell you now.
I had to buy a Disney Plus subscription.
How much is that?
It was like $16.99, I think.
Yeah.
I think Corey did too.
So
really, I'm calling for an apology and if you could reimburse us.
Oh, you want a reimbursement?
For both of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, number one, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a bad movie.
It really is.
Number two,
okay.
I don't have a lot of money.
Oh.
Because my wife, she's
dead. Yeah, okay. Classic Disney.
We're kind of poor. We live in a chicken coop.
Yeah, of course you do, yeah. All right. Well, I feel better getting it off my chest anyway. Maybe Corey needs to ring up and express himself. I might let you go and get Corey to ring you back just because it's actually therapeutic.
So, okay.
Thanks. Bye. See ya.
Gaia, hello. Is this Cluck Buck?
Yeah, this is Cluck Buck.
I thought I'd pass Arnie over to Alan, but I guess that's not going to happen. Anyway, what do you want, Corey? I want you to know that this movie was a complete waste of my time.
Hey, is that Kari on the phone? Is that Kari on the phone?
Is that Chicken Little in the background?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Kari on the phone. Yes, yes. Chicken Little. Here's the phone.
Is that Kari Sutton on the phone from the Can We Add Arnie podcast?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Can I talk to him?
Have the phone.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you. Hello.
Is this Chicken Little?
Hello. Yeah, it is. Yes. Yeah.
I want you to know that your movie gave me...
Before you say anything mean, remember, I've been bullied quite a lot and, you know, I'm trying my best.
I wouldn't usually say this on a public forum, but this might be the first time I ever advocate for bullying in high school.
Oh.
You made a bad movie.
I'm no Superman.
No, you're not. This movie does not compare to Superman.
Scrubs reference.
At all.
Man, okay.
No, you listen here, you little chicken shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's Corey. Get it all out. Get it all out, Corey.
Wait, is that Alan there?
Yes,
yeah, 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 I'm here. Sorry, Chicken Little. We're going to let you go because we're going to keep on with this dumb podcast.
Are you happy, Chicken Little? No, Chicken Little. What are you doing with that gun, Chicken Little? No.
That feel good? Is that good?
Felt great.
It felt good. I would like to do a scene. For some reason, when we see a little montage of Chicken Little, and for some reason he becomes good at baseball to honor his dad or some bullshit, he's like really, really trying. They do a montage, and it's being covered by not the school paper, but the actual paper of this town.
Yeah.
Now, this is a place that it makes no sense, really, because we see at one point Indiana Jones, the actual movie, in there. So we assume they're getting their news sources, their media, from all across the world, yet this is the biggest story, that this dumb little chicken is killing it in baseball.
Yeah.
I would like to have Arnie, being the journalist, told that he has to cover this story.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Pencil Pete, get in here.
Of course, yeah, of course, that's me. Pencil Pete, the famous stallion. How are we? I'm a horse character in this one.
Yeah. I need you to get out of this story.
Of course. Big story?
Oh, mashup story.
Love to hear it. It's cool. Because I've covered everything. It's a big year.
It's about the old
elections, water poisoning, tampering, drugs off the streets. What have you got for me, boss?
That's why we brought you in, Pencil Pete.
Yeah.
So anyway... The hometown baseball team, the Oaks, they just won their quarterfinal. They're into the semis.
Okay, the Oaks?
The Oaks, the high school baseball team.
Yeah.
We need you to go down to the pen and do some interviews.
But for the high school baseball team, not even our main city baseball team.
Yes, it's what the town cares about. It's what this whole state cares about.
Is it what the town cares about, or is it you? Because I know you're good friends with Buck Cluck, and I'm feeling like you're being a little biased right now.
Buck Cluck, isn't he amazing? You should have seen him back in the day.
No, I don't think I care.
He was shooting home runs and he was Buck Cluck fucking all the little birds around.
I remember. I got the t-shirt. Didn't understand the context for years when I was wearing it as a little kid. I got fucked by Buck Cluck.
Oh, and didn't we all?
So anyway, it's his son playing, I understand, in the team.
Yes, little chicken little.
And I'm going to go down and cover it. Cool.
Yes, he hit a home run.
Is this just going to be a story buried in the back of the paper?
No, it's the front page.
No way, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No.
You listen here, Pencil Pete.
Okay. Just to remind you, I'm still a horse.
I know. Now quit horsing around.
Oh, yeah, you're very good. A little insensitive from what I am, but okay. Yeah, yeah. If the horseshoe fits.
Hey, I need you to know something about this paper. Okay. We're a national paper.
National, yeah.
We are the highest grossing paper in the country.
I know. It's why I took the job.
Yeah, that's why we brought you in. You're a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist.
That's why I left the New York Times.
And you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
I have put that baseball team on the front page every time.
Cool.
Let me spell it out for you.
Yep.
1950-ish.
Yep.
John F. Kennedy,
oh God, the I'm Beagle, so
assassinated.
Yes.
Guess what was on the front page the following day?
What was the front page?
Buck Cluck.
No way. All right, well, at least I get the front
not
page.
Finished.
I'm aware.
The Golden Gate Killer went around raping and murdering... these little gophers.
And then we got the exclusive, this paper, I remember,
And guess where we put that? Page 15. Because Buck Cluck was on the front page because he opened his new car dealership. You're hearing this right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, of course, yep. No, I'm the horse's mouth.
I'm also a horse. Oh,
yeah, sorry, I thought you were a pony.
I'm a bit small.
Yeah, no, compared to me, everyone's small, I guess.
Buck Cluck comes first. Now, what I need you to do is forget about the triple homicide of children.
Yes.
Those little chicklings.
Yeah, it's a big story.
In the town.
Yes.
And go cover Buck Cluck.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get going. I do like your Buck Cluck tattoo.
Yes, I heart Buck Cluck.
On your chest, it's a brave choice. All right, well, I'm going to get going and cover this story, but
Hey, you better move.
Yeah, I better.
You better, because otherwise, I tell you what, there's been occasions where the horse has bolted on a story, and we've missed the exclusive on the bolts.
How have we ever missed the exclusive on a paper for a stupid school baseball team? I'm with you, I'll take it seriously.
Good. Good. Anyway, I better call Buck Cluck now.
I knew you were friends with him. No, oh, wait, no, you're calling to leave him hate mail?
Yes, I am. Because his son sucks. Buck Cluck Fox and Chicken Little sucks.
And that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
Oh, thank goodness it's over.
I'm going to be honest, we went a little bit looser on that one. Chicken Little, you are a piece of shit movie.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate that our producer recommended it.
Yeah.
We might not have a producer after this.
Either he's going to drop us or we're going to drop him, but something's going to happen because we could never do a movie like that again. And yeah. I hope he enjoyed this episode because we... I think I did.
No, we did.
It felt therapeutic.
It did. It really did. We got it off our chest.
Yeah, it was good.
You know what? 5 out of 10. Not a bad movie.
If you would like to support this podcast, there are many ways you can do so, Corey.
Yes, please. Like and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Could be Spotify, could be Apple Music, could be Google Podcasts, YouTube Music. Whatever it is, leave us a 5-star rating.
Please.
And listen. Also, you can join the Arnieverse.
Yes, please join the Arnieverse. Let us know the characters you would like to see appear in this podcast and the movies you'd like us to do, unless it's Chicken Little or if there's a sequel to Chicken Little. We won't do it, I refuse.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.